County officials in Washington and Benton counties in northwest Arkansas have issued emergency declarations closing to the public except for certain essential services. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich tells us more.
Washington County Courthouse on the corner of Dixon and College Avenue in Fayetteville's quiet this afternoon, shuttered for 30 days after County Judge Joseph Wood Monday declared a public health emergency due to the coronavirus pandemic. To enter, staff, employees, and reporters must submit to a metal detector and now a temperature check. Deputy Sheriff Larry Forrester uses a small white digital scanner aimed at the right temple. A cool 98.2 degrees, good to go.
Fifth floor.
Civil attorney Brian Lester works on the fifth floor. He explains why and how Washington County Judge Wood ordered the county courthouse closed to the public.
Anytime there's an emergency declaration made, it's the county judge that has to make those. So the quorum court, under state law and in the Constitution of the state of Arkansas, only the county judge can declare an emergency. And so it was Judge Wood who actually declared the emergency. You know, the thought was both for Washington and Benton counties, because we do a lot of collaboration between the two counties. The initial thought was that there wouldn't be any emergency declarations until we had a confirmed case in one of the counties in the area, northwest Arkansas area. When the governor came out and shut schools down on Sunday, that kind of threw us a little bit back, saying, okay, now we've got a different issue of not just, you know, we were already looking at minimizing our exposure and gatherings and that sort of thing, but now we have a lot of county employees, as does Benton County, you know, these employees, there's not a caregiver for their children at home, and nobody's planned on this extra week of spring break. So that kind of led us to go, okay, now we're going to have to do something earlier than we wanted to. You know, we've been monitoring this. Our Department of Emergency Management's been monitoring this COVID-19 since it started last year. They've had meetings with state and federal agencies, you know, so it's not like this just popped up on everybody's radar.
The coronavirus, first detected late last year in Hubei Province, China, was declared a global pandemic by the World Health Organization 4 months later. The first U.S. case of COVID-19, a highly contagious and deadly respiratory disease caused by the virus, was first identified in Washington State January 21st and has since spread to every state in the union, including Arkansas. A growing number of cities and counties in Arkansas are taking unprecedented measures to blunt this spread. Judge Wood's executive order has left it up to county officials to decide who must show up for work and who can work at home, Lester says.
Because we've still got county business that has to function, and we don't have the capability of letting everybody work from home right now. We're madly working on that. Our IT department is scrambling to see what we can do.
And the Washington County Courthouse remains open for essential business only.
Certainly with the circuit courts, they have made the determination that essential would be required hearings that they have to have, first appearance hearings on criminal defendants. People that come in for protective orders, we're still going to allow, they'll still have to come in. We can't do that remotely. If there's an emergency guardianship issue in a probate case or an emergency visitation or custody issue in a domestic relations case, those types of things, the court still has to operate.
Washington County's emergency COVID-19 public health policy is posted online, including critical numbers, as well as on the entrance of both courthouses, this one and the historic courthouse down the street.
If someone doesn't know if what they're doing is essential or not, and they even if they get here and don't know, they can always go, okay, well, let me just call that office and see, is this something that I have to come in or is it something I can do online? We're really hoping people will utilize a lot of our online services.
And if things escalate, more measures will be taken, Lester says.
We start getting more confirmed cases around here, we will probably tighten up a lot of what we do and really start asking employees to work remotely, to stay home. You know, it's kind of unprecedented, so we've not had to really look at this before.
If there's a national shutdown, state, counties, and municipalities will be compelled to follow federal orders, he says.
If that happens, we'll respond. I mean, we'll do what we have to do. And certainly as this goes on, we will continue to implement changes that protect our citizens and our employees.
All Washington County Quorum Court and committee meetings are canceled until further notice, Lester says. Essential meetings will be convened via video and conference calls. Benton County Judge Barry Mooring has closed county buildings to the public until further notice, including the county assessor and county collections, which can be conducted online. Benton County Circuit Court is conducting essential business only, pushing back certain drug court and juvenile cases. Madison County has also barred public entry to its facilities and is limiting court proceedings. Sebastian County, according to its website, appears to be conducting business as usual. On Monday, Carroll County closed both Western and Eastern District offices in Eureka Springs and Berryville, offering all essential services by phone, mail, and online. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.